Good morning, Magut Nechoidish. This past week's daf is Daf Lamed Vav, in the third perek in Maseches Ksubos Eilun Nidus. Okay, this is the beginning of a new sugya. We'll start from the Braisa on Lamed Heyom Beis. So the Braisa Tanabonon, Arayis Rishniyis Larayis Eilahem Loi Knas Veloi Pitei. So the price are two categories, a rice and shnis la rice, no knas, no pitoy. Rashi says, a rice and shnis la kama mafarishlo, this needs explanation, what these two groups are, knas danuso and pitoy de mefudis. When the price talks about knas and pitoy, it means the dinim of each parasha, oinis umafatim. Is the Braisa continues and says another halacha ham ma'enes is ein leknas lepita ma'enes zokrashi ham ma'enes bebailo some who's mind bebailo and with that could undo a kedushin. Rashi says kigun yisem ktanish yisiruha shesiyasa imo umieno bebailo that we've seen in the past this halacha. Kedushe Kitano Yusema, which means that she's not being miskadeshes by her father, she doesn't have a father. So then her Chazal created a din kedushin that could be accomplished. Ima Vacheo could do that. But it's a kedushin Rabbanan has special dinim and guidelines, and that's the halacha of Miyun, that she could be Mimayin. With such a kedushin and it's nekel and mafreya, we'll see the guidelines which is relevant to us. So a ma'enes says in the braisa is ein lo knas. Rashi says she'ena becheskes besu lohel v'nisus. The reasoning for this is that she's becheskes. Be'ulor, not becheskes psul. In order to have the dinim knas, these dinim were set for a dapka for a psula, and she's since she was married, hagam that there was a mean, and she retroactively undid the kedushin. Nevertheless, since she was married, she's becheskes be'ulor. That's what Rashi explains. Let's evacuate. And another halacha the Braisa is islandess. Islandess ain't lo leknas lepitei. So Rashi, islandess she'en la simone nairus lo oilom. She never gets simone nairus. Ve'en lo yoledes. Loshen ail zocher dochanisid lo yoldo. That's really what the name islandess comes from. An ail that doesn't give birth. And what's relevant to us is the fact that she doesn't have, she's not in the category, she's never in the category of a Naira. Either a Ketana, right, or a Bogus, like we'll see later. But she's not in the category of a Naira. And this price would seem to be holding that the Dine Knas were only said to a Naira, and that's why an islandess who's not a Naira, she's equivalent to a Ketana in that sense, or a Bogus. Zok the Braisa weiter, v'hayoytzis mishum shemra is another case of en leknas lepitei. Zok Rashi, v'hayoytzis mishum shemra, kosak daitach shleimotzen lo baile besun, ukamon porach bas kilei. The initial mashmois of what this halacha is shleimotzabo bailim besulim, and we'll see it in the Gemara. The Gemara asks bas kilehi. We'll see about that.
What are we even talking about? Meaning we're talking about before the Motzi Shem, the Bia of the Motzi Shem, or after the Bia of the Motzi Shem? She had a Bia with a Motzi Shemra, then of course she's not a Basula.
She had a Bia with a Motzi Shemra?
What's it mean, a Yotzis Mishum? I assume this is a girl, she got married, and her husband came and said, I didn't find Basulim.
Well, if she's Mechoyev Skilo, so that means we have Eidim. Right? We have Eidim that she was Mezana.
Okay. Right?
And on that, the Gemara is asking, we'll see how that talks to the din of why she should not have any knas.
She's not
psula, right? Or possibly because she's neshesish, and therefore there's a kimle
d'rabbanan. I think what's bothering Michael, and this is bothering me, is that Motzi Shemra, we're talking about that the husband had relations with her already, right? Right, because he didn't find the dam. Right, I mean, whether she had Adam or didn't have Adam, you know, that's, you know, his proof afterwards.
Okay.
But we're talking, right? So once she, so by definition, she's not a psula.
Okay, so that we'll see. We'll see when that happens anymore. That might be what the Gemara's kasha is.
Why does it have to be necessarily that there was a husband? Why couldn't it be that there was this, a naira, and then somebody was choshed on her to have be with somebody? That was the Moshe Shemra. There's no husband.
Well, I mean, the Moshe Shemra initially refers to a parsha in the Torah of Moshe Shemra, right? The psukim in... That's the Aloha Moitzi Shemra, right? That's what that means.
Oh,
right, we'll see. Right? The Gemara might end up otherwise, but that's the initial understanding of what that refers to. Right? Okay, but we'll get to this, because this is the Brayis, and really each piece of the Brayis needs an explanation.
Okay.
Almost all, everything, some degree of explanation.
Yeah. Usually I have a way to misunderstand it in the first place.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how the Gemara deals with it, and we'll see what the Gemara's initial understanding is it, how the Gemara deals with it. And then we'll either accept it or we'll wonder why the Gemara understood it differently than we did. Okay. All right. Let's see. So the Gemara. Okay. So we're going back to begin the Rais. My Rais, my Shnius. Shnius are Rais. Lema Rais, Arais, Mamish, and Shnius are Medivri Seifim. So the Gemara says like this. That, I mean, usually when we talk about Arais and Shnius, so that's what Shnius refers to. Arais are the deraisadik arais, and shnius would refer to the drabonans. Well, not in Misach Sivomus, the additional arais drabonan, the rabbonan added on another groups of people further down the line, which are not called the arais deraisam. Now, the Gemara's kasha on that is, Zot the Gemara, Kivin Mederaisa Chazile, Amai Ein Lo Knas. Asks the Gemara that, being that the whole Issa is only in Issa Drabonon, so Mederaisa, these Shnis are Ru'uyaloi, the Roy for him to, for the Ma'anis. To marry, so there should be knas. That's what the Gemara asks, which would seem to be that the Gemara's understanding that the reason why there is no knas is because it's not isha haru'uyloi. And on that, the Gemara is asking that granted, arayis are not, but the shnis never say from us. So why does the Brayis say both groups, arayis and Shnis? That's the Gemara's question. Now, let's understand. I mean, we just learned an extensive sugya over here about the conditions of knas and aknas and what might the reason why one's not mechuyev knas. And the first section over here of arayis that there's no knas, right? That the Gemara understands, right? And the Gemara's problem over here is that why is shnius, right? Also, there's no knas. Shnius don't have the issue that arayis. Now, if the Gemara is talking, it means it would seem like the Gemara understands that the reason why arayis doesn't have knas is because not isha ruyuloi. Now that Gemara is saying, well, arayis is not, but shnius is isha haruyuloi, right? So, first of all, let's just speak at this point, which we see in this Gemara, something similar to that we had recently, that even though midrabanan she's osur, and in practical halacha she can't stay with him. So you see from the Gemara over here that as far as the isher horo uyuloi is concerned, that the fact that she's osur midrabanan is not going to put her in the category of isha horo uyuloi. Even though the Torah sanctions Rabbanon to make Yisurim, nevertheless, in the carry of Isha Haruloi doesn't change as far as that's concerned.
Meaning she would be a Isha Haruloi.
Right. Yeah. Isha Haruloi, right, even though the Torah is well aware and gave the power of the Rabbanon to create these Yisurim. But as far as Isha Haruloi, she's whatever that category in the Torah is, she still remains Isha Haruloi. And this would be similar to what we saw in the Gemara before, that when the Gemara is talking about Meister Shabbos, right? The Gemara said about Meister Shabbos that if it's Drabonon, so then the Shchita is the Shchita HaRu'uya, right? In that sugya, right? Shchita She'ena Ru'uya would be something that the Shchita doesn't allow one to eat from it. Over here, that if the Isser is an Isser Drabonon, if you hold Rechon Sandler is only Drabonon, so it would be considered a Shchita Ru'uya because Midarai, so it's mutter to eat, even though Midarbonon it's awesome. Right? Okay, so this Gemara would be going similar to the way the Mahakal that Gemara is going. Okay, and just one side point. Now let's see, so come back again. We're saying that the Gemara understands that the reason for this is an issue of Isha Hara Uyuloi, and Difo says Zok the Gemara that if it's only Asur Drabonon, then it is an Isha Hara Uyuloi. So why is there no Knas? Now, as far as the din of Arayis, this no Knas, the Gemara understands that. Now, what we wanted to know over here was as follows. That why is the Gemara assuming that the issue over here is an issue of Isha Horo Uyuloi? Right? There are other reasons why there might not be Knas. For example, there's a Kimid Rabbanei, there is a possibly a Kedei Rishosai. Now, were that to be the reasoning of Chai V'Krisis, so then again, the Gemara could ask the question, but the question would be in different terms. So let's just speak through and limit our question and answer whatever we can, right? But this is a thing that I guess we should come to mind. So. The Braisa says arise, right? Arise seemingly include all arise. So as we've seen before, not all arise have a chiv miso. I mean, arise are only a chiv chorus. And like the Tanav our Mishnah holds, that chorus does not pater. So with the halacha of kimle b'derabmine, that wouldn't be an explanation over here to explain arise. However, you know, as far as as far as the din of Chayav Shasai, that lechera is still is a possibility. That the reason why you're not chayiv malchus, the reason why you're not chayiv mum is because of Chayav Shasai. That could be a reason. And again, of course, tomorrow we'll still have the question that there's no chiyuv malchus on a din rabbanon, but that we could still wonder to us why the Gemara is assuming that that's what's behind this. Touches on this side of things, but let's see the Rashi over here. Look, Rashi, Shnei Shugosachom al Shnei's Lohen laHarachik Min HaAveira. The Shnei's the Chazal Begeizer is the Bederach Aharchoka from the Ikra Arayis Kigoyin Emimoi Veim Oviv Ushar Arayis Hashnuyis Beperik Beis Divamus. I heard over from Rabbi Zimmerman, right? I saw in the Rashash, raises the Ha'ora to whatever degree of a question this is. That it's interesting that the Kigoyin that Rashi says over here is not really so relevant over here for a number of reasons. No, other than you know the fact that there's an Isser Rabbanon over here. So okay, you have to know what Rashi means over here. You know, is Rashi giving the examples relevant to our sugya, or just Rashi just telling us in general what they are, right? Akoponim, look in Rashash. You'll see the way he formulates the ha'ora. Akopana like this. Yeah, zok Rashi about kiven the shnei schaz in lem deraisa krin bev loisili isha. So it definitely is loisili isha. Abazay amayin loknas bishlamar rai barayis ikalera kishum and hatimoni delesle naira hanaira elushnei is kasha. So Rashi is reminding us of that. That first sugya that the Gemara discussed, that there's machlekes tanoim about this isha ruya, whether there is such a condition of isha haruya, and what isha ruya excludes, requires, and Rashi, that's definitely mashmoyis haGemara, that the Gemara is saying that the din of arayis, we understand, is lacking in Isha Haruya, and that's why there's no Knas. But the Divrei Seifrim, if Shnis refers to Divrei Seifrim, then it's not missing in Isha Haruya, so why should there not be any Knas?
I mean, but just you raised the question before, why didn't they say Shtei Rishoyos? Forgetting about Malchus Mardis for a second, because I don't know if there's Malchus Mardis on a Shnis or not, but I mean, could you say that because you don't have Shtei Rishoyos because of the Shtios, so they wanted to say that the Arayos and the Shnios are for the same reason, and you don't have
one more time and didn't follow it?
You asked, how do we know that it's Isharu Yelo and not, you know, because of Shtei Rishoyos?
Right.
So let's just assume for a second there's no Shtei Rishoyos on Shnios. Shtei Rishoyos, two, that you can't get two punishments. You know, they assume that the problem here was because the woman, you can't marry her, the Arias.
Yeah.
But not because you get two punishments. Mm-hmm. So by Shnias, if there's no issue of two punishments, then you could say that it's good. They assume that the Arias and the Shnias, which are mentioned together, are for the same reason.
If what? Right. If because of Isharuyelo?
No, that's why they said Isharuyelo.
Because, well, I want
to... Because you don't have Shtei Rishoyos by Shnias. Yes, why didn't they ask the question of Shtei Rishoyos by Arayos? Right. But they mentioned Arayos and Shnios together.
I mean, regardless.
So, sort of from the same Tom.
Right. Isn't that regardless of what's happening? Gemara is asking that the reason that applies by Arayos doesn't apply by Shnios. That's the Gemara's question, right? So we're not answering the question. We just want to know why the Gemara assumed that and therefore asked the question in those terms. The Gemara could have asked the same question. Bishlema Arayos is because of Kedevi Shalsay. Right, but Shnius, you know, Midrash Chazlein, right? And the same, you know, Midrash. There's no Malkus. So possibly, let's think. You know, maybe along the lines that you're saying, is that maybe like this, maybe that what the way to read the Gemara is as follows. Like the Gemara is saying that's Pasha to us, right? That there's no Kedev Shalsay by Shnius at all. So that for sure wasn't the issue over here. Maybe the issue is Loisi Leisha, and since, like we just spoke out before, that Seif Kol Seif, she is Aser, right? So maybe that's the explanation that the Torah understands, gave the power for the Rabbanan to Aser, so maybe that would be the explanation. On that, the Gemara is saying, nevertheless, that will, right? So what the Gemara means to say is that even if you want to explain it with the halacha of Laisi Leisha, and therefore, you know, you're within the realms of maybe understanding why even Shnei should have that din. And the Gemara says, nevertheless, right, she still be consistent with the Raisa, she's an Ishmaelai, so it shouldn't apply to over here. Right, so what we're saying over here is that the Gemara understood. The Gemara is like the Gemara is really on in the second step of the question, right? That's the Gemara is saying, right? That's poshut that. That you know, if the understanding was because of Kedev Shalsay, it doesn't apply over here. But even if you want to say that the reason is because Laisi Leisha, and then there is what to talk about, because Maisha she also, practically speaking, he's gonna have to get rid of her. Nevertheless, right? So maybe that's how you can understand the Gemara. We'll see in the Hemshech Hadvarim. Let's see. So on that, the Gemara says that we really have no answer to this. Meaning to say that if Shnius means Shnius and Divrei Seferim, then we're not going to answer this question. So therefore, we have to change the translation of Shnius in this context. Zoktimor el Arayis chayve misis bezdin and Shnius a chayve krisis. Zoktimor. So in this context, Shnius will refer to a second level of Arayis, the Arayis which have the full Chomer of a Mises Bezdin, and Shnius referred to over here the second level of Chomer which have an Arayis, which are the Chayv Krisis, there's no Chiv Mises Bezdin. And that's what the Bryce is saying. That both of these have no Knas. Avol Chayv Lavin Yesh Lohan Knas. But Chayv Lavin have Knas. Now, according to this explanation, if there's a chilch between Arayis and Chayv Lavin, so the difference between these two would be in the understanding of Laisi Leisha, that's Shimon HaTemoni's shita, that what we need over here is an isha that's really, that's Yesh B'Havayim. And the Arayis, as long as that there's a level of Chayvei Krisis, according to most Tanoim, there's no Tafsi Kiddushin, and that's why there's no Knas. Not Yishu Eloi. Whereas Chayvei Lavin, Kiddushin is Toifis, Hagam, that it's not really Kaimo, but his Shita is that the Yishu Eloi is measured only by the Tafsi Kiddushin. That's according to this Lashon in the Gemara. Zokt the Gemara, let's just finish, and then we'll discuss this. Ikad Amri, Zokt the Gemara, on an alternate categorization of this would be the following. Arayis, Achayve Mises Bezden, V'chayve Krisis. One more time. Arayis, Achayve Mises Bezden, V'chayve Krisis. Shnius, Achayve Lavin. Right? Zokti Ikda Amri, that first category of Arayis includes all Arayis, the Rastik Arayis, And Shnius are chayv elavin. So according to this explanation, then Shnius also have this halacha that there's no knas. Manim Shimon Manasi, and according to this, this is the shita of Shimon Manasi who holds that the isha ru'iloi means roi lekaima, and therefore chayv elavin, since she's also tempted not really kaima, there's no din knas. Let's just see the Rashi here.
It is strange that the Braisa would use a term shnios that in Yavamas means the very sofer type of arayas to refer to things that are daraisa.
Okay, that's a good point. All I can tell you is like this, is that you find such a thing in Chazal. Maybe even the Gemara says this on Psukei HaTorah. Then, when it's apparent that the kavanah of the Torah is something other than the regular reference, so it doesn't bother us to use a term because it's not misleading. Because a mistake can't be made, like the Gemara says, right? That's the Gemara saying, right? There's no way they can understand that the intention of Chazal over here in Shnius over here means what we're used to, right? And therefore, that's what it means. So definitely Shnius over here means second level, right? That's what it means over here, right? However, like I'm saying, that Chazal are not concerned by confusing us is because of this concept that that whenever the situation is muchrach minei bay, that it can't mean the first definition in the Webster's, so you know we know that we're referring to the second one.
Forgive me because I haven't known the sugi before, so I hadn't had a chance to look back in Yavamos.
Okay,
but the two examples that Rashi brings are both people that you can't say are psulas.
Right. That was.
Are there any? Oh, you asked.
That was really that question. That was that question.
He mentioned that the Rishash brings up.
Well, are there any shnius that can be psulas?
Yeah, bas bito.
Oh, fine. Okay. So there is an example. Yeah. Fine. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. That was my question.
Not only the but also bulgarises.
Right. Okay. That's right.
By the time they're available, they have to be a bagrus.
Right. Probably. Right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Just go.
Now, as we discussed before, that we spoke why possibly the Gemara initially in the Sakha Daitel Gemara was thinking in terms of Laisili Isha, right? So, no, maybe we gave some kind of explanation to that. But now when the Gemara is explaining all this, we have to once again revisit at that. Now, let's see, according to the first, explanation. Alright, let's just speak it through, and we'll see what we can come up with. Alright? The first explanation in the Gemara, what we have over here in the Braise is, telling us that Chayve Krisis, Chayve Mrs. Bezin, and Chayve Krisis are Potter, and Chayve Lavin are not. So is this the only explanation how to make a difference between chayv elavin and other arayis with the loy seeli isha? Right, we could work it out. I just to point out that, I mean, we know, let's say, as far as the halacha of Kimle, right? We have, there's a shittas from Mechunim ben Akono who holds that the din of Kimle ben Avni includes chorus, right? So that could explain L'chayra, the difference, right? We'll see what you hold about this between the arayis and chayv elavin. The arayis, right? They all have the halacha of kimei ben avne, and the din of of Chayv Lavan doesn't have Kim Levi Raminei.
I mean, it seems like from the way the Gemara is going, is they seem to want to say that they Bichlal never had a Kanas to begin with. That the issue isn't Shtei Rishayos or Kim Levit or Avami, when it says Ein Lem Kanas, Bichlal they never had Kanas.
Oh, okay. So this would really go back to that original point that we were saying, right? That why did the Gemara enter this sugya with this? So you're saying an alternative explanation that's really taking care of the whole thing now, right? You're saying the Ein Lahem class would sound like that initially they're not eligible, not because of Pturim. Okay, let's hold that and we'll see whether that's agreed upon at all points in the Gemara.
It can get complicated, but you, according to the those that say that Klape Shemayim, sometimes you have a Klape Shemayim Chiyuv, but Bezdin can't extract it. So if there is a Klape Shemayim Chiyuv, then the discussion is here might be whether there is a Klape Shemayim Chiyuv. No?
Well,
There's a whole thing about whether Klape Shemayim you have a chiyuv or not, right?
Okay.
I think we touched on that last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ein Lahem Knas maybe has mashmois that there is nothing even Bei Shemayim.
According to Michael, the way Michael's saying, he's saying like there's nothing.
Well, he's saying a little different point, but you're saying another nakuda over here. Right? He's saying that you're missing in initial conditions rather than it doesn't actualize because there's a p'tur, you know, that's taking it off. But you're saying on another point that maybe the mashmais over here is that Ein Lahem Knas is mashmais that there's a p'tur which might, you know, leave something behind, but Ein Knas means there is no Knas at all, and therefore, you know, it can't be. Okay, that's a possibility. I would just reference you the Tosfos, which Tosfos, this top Tosfos is working with that, with these ideas. Right? If you've seen the Tosfos talks about Rabbi Chaim Akona and Rabbi Akiva. You know, and these and see the Tosfos that you know it would sound like in Tosfos that he doesn't have any mashmois in the actual bright which is going to steer us, you know, to there. Okay.
Would we also, if we get into Kimle Rabbin, wouldn't we start getting into the issue of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish of Shogegim, right? In other words, you know, here it's like a lot cleaner. We don't have to get into a Machlokas Amarayim.
Okay, so depending on where that's going to take us, right? We saw the Maskana Sagamora was that they don't argue by Misa. They only argue by Malkus, right? In the Kedev Shosai, right? But that might be part of the Cheshbonus over here.
There are Koris ones here also.
Depending on what you're using. If you're using Mechim and Akona, you know, then you have then you don't need the Malkus, right? Right.
And even there, I mean, you know, although we had a question on that, but we did have one. If you have Rav Dimi, you know, one of them we didn't,
okay,
you know,
okay,
he came over and didn't, wasn't Machalik, you know, so okay, even okay, though we had a cash
okay
on him, but.
Okay, possibly steer clear from a, you know, from conflict, okay, now in the Ikeh D'Amri, is saying that even Chayv Lavan are potter, right? Even Chayv Lavan are potter, so there, you know, we really could have used it in a Kedev Rishos to path to you. Okay, I know, unless, you know, maybe it also gets involved in Machlokes and you didn't want to get involved Ula, etc. Okay. Okay, just raising the point.
The Eved Shasa only works for Malchus, Chayav Elavim. And then you'd have to bring in Kimle the Rabbi Benay for the other ones, because the Eved Shasa is only reference to Malchus.
Mm-hmm. But that might even be the two categories, right? I mean, possibly, right? But you know, what you're saying, you know, you could work it out, maybe. Mm-hmm. Right? Could be, you know, that means Tosfos talks about such a thing that, you know, if we, maybe we don't want this to be Mechubin HaKona, so therefore, really, Tosfos says we wouldn't call Krisis Shnius. According to him, it's on the same level. And Hu Hadin, that according to the second Loshen, that, you know, really working, maybe what Yol says, said that the two categories really won't be the set, the two categories, because Chayav Krisis really is Mitam, would be Mitam Klei V'Shosei, so it really should be together with the Chayav Elavim.
Does the Rav Chunya ben Akana hold from Shtei Rishayos? He holds Loko Mishalim, right?
Right, so he got a hold of Loko Mishalim, which is right. That might be the answer to that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at that. Just to be ma'orid over here, just to get us thinking. Okay. Let's see further. Zok the Gemara. Hamamaenes ein lo leknas lepitri. The Braisa says as follows: Hamamaenes ein lo leknas veloipitri. This is the second halach the Braisa talks about. Now the Gemara makes the following dig: Hoktano ba'almo islo, which is as follows. The Gemara seems to understand the actual halach of the Braisa. Right? It's not the issue. On the contrary, we're already making the yukim over here, right? Right? The Gemara says that the problem over here is because it's mama'enis, right? Now the Gemara is understanding something. We'll see. It's not so simple. But let's just speak out what the Gemara says, and then we'll work on how the Gemara got there. But the halacha is, like we'll see, Kavan Gemara is definitely assuming right now at this point that the din mean could only be done on a ktana. Ktana could be mamayin, right? Once she says, she can't be mamayin anymore. The more at this point is going with that shitum. And therefore, the Mora understands that the ma'anis that we're talking about, which is ein lo knas, is a ktana, and says the Braisa that the reason why there's no knas on this mimayanis, on this naira over here, is because she was a mamayanis. But the age bracket that she's in is not an issue, right? In Isha da Alma, in this age bracket, there would be knas. And that's the Gemara's dig. And the Gemara continues on from over there. Then, okay, I see this, you know, this Braisa is getting involved in Machlokes, where the ketana is Yeshu l'knas, and this Braisa holds like the Chachamim Shita, the ketana is Yeshu l'knas, right? That's where the Gemara is going from over here, right?
According to Rashi.
Okay. I thought I was trying to be very powerful over here. But okay, if I committed myself to Rashi, yeah. Akopan, what I really was trying not to. Yeah. Akopan, so the Iker Halacha of the Braisa, again, the Gemara is not questioning, like we had in the previous Gemara and other points on this Braisa. The actual Halacha of the Braisa says we have no problem. The Gemara is now up to deriving another point from this din of Ma'anis. So let's talk, right, according to the Rashi that we saw before. Rashi explains that Ma'anis is Ein Lo Knas, and the reason is because since she was Nisis, she's Becheskas Be'ula. So she's not a Psula. That Pasha definitely needs a Psula. Other things might be in question, but Psula we need, right? So since she was once married, now according to this, possibly we'll see. I mean, Tosfos raises this question. What's the point of the ma'enis over here? Someone who was once married before, and you know, she's not married now. She'd be still married. Then that's not pasha of ma'enis mafata. That's of eishus ish. So really, what we have over here is an isha that was once married before, right? Maybe we're discussing the type of marriage that sort of disappears. No, ayideya of ma'enis. Right, so maybe concerning other halacha, she was never once married. But however, concerning the din of knas, so she was married, and therefore we have to assume that she was nivola, and she's a right. As far as this is concerned, you know, you could have said the same thing for that matter, you know, grusha, right? If she was nizgarish for that.
Erisin or from the suin.
So that's I mean the same idea. You could have discussed on the ma'enis.
No, the ma'enis, the whole point, Kedusha Miyan Chazal says that the husband should be boil her and that she should be hefker for znus for other people. It says in the Farish. I mean,
so what do you mean to say with that? So there's more of a reason that she's becheskes ve'ula by ma'enis?
Right, but regular arusa, the chazak is that she's a besula. When you talk about grusha, you talk about grusha from erisin or the sun. I mean, there's one mandiyama somewhere later in the Gemara that says even a grusha from Erisin can't no kenas. There's one mandiyama, but pashtus a grusha from Erisin is becheskes besula still, unless you're living in Yehuda where they did the bia before nesuin. But pashtus normally we assume
but
is a besula.
But this ma'enis, did she have nesuin or not? What do we know?
Mian kedusha mian goes right to nesuin. It's I don't think there's even two steps. I think the way I saw. I mean, mian is a way they wanted this girl to be protected. They right away put her in the husband's reshus. She doesn't have a father. There's no one to protect her.
Okay, I hear that as far as the reason for the takana, but how it works.
I don't think it was a two step process. I think it went straight to the nesuin.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And the Rabbanan, it's all Rabbanan, but it was basically a heter that the husband can live with her and not that she should be heter, you know, that's it. So it's almost definite that she's a Geula.
Okay, possibly. Okay, well, maybe we'll see the taste of this.
But just know what the Rabbi is saying, that, I mean, I was bothered by this, but for some reason the Gemara assumes when it says ma'ana, it's talking about while she's still a katama.
Okay, I'm going to get right? to. I'm going to get to the other. Okay, okay. But that is, but that's not what you're focusing on right now.
So if the Rav is right. saying why not a grusha? So a grusha by definition has to be a gedola, right?
Not necessarily for father Mary Hill.
Right.
Okay, but akoponim, but the, I mean the point over here is the fact that she was married once before. Right, and that's how Rashi explains it, and therefore she's becheskes bu'ula.
Does a muga say it's get kenas? Obviously not, right?
Right.
Is that correct?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. We'll see about that in the. Beis Hashem, if we get there. Yeah. So
the Summa is basically we're afraid she's a Mukas Eitz, right?
Right, that's the Sugi there, right? Mm-hmm. Straight? No. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so let's see. So now let's talk about this point. Let's talk about this point again. The Gemara, so we just explained why the halacha is that there is no knas because she's becheskas beula, right? That's what we assume she's becheskas beula, and therefore there's no claim to knas because she's not eligible for the parasha of Haynes Mufatim. Now the Gemara makes a diik from over here that she's the Gemara assumes that she's a ktana. And therefore, this would be it would seem from this that the Tana holds that a Ktana is Yeshno Knas. Now, Ktana Yeshno Knas means if someone was Ma'anis, Anis Mufata, Oinus Latova. Right? Aktana. That there is Knas. That's Bishas, the B.S. Oinus, she's Aktana. Now, in Agimor over here, right? I mean, the halacha is that she is Ma'anus. I mean, she has a history to her. Right? But exactly when the Maisa Oinus was, you know, it's not Mevuir over here, right? I mean, it could have been when she was a Naira. The point of the halacha is that she was Ma'anus. She has history. So the Gemara is Diyuk. Well, what's the basis of the Gemara's deek? What makes us think that he was ma'ana? True that the ma'anis had to be when she was a ktana, but is there any mashmois necessary over here that the ma'isa onis was samuch to the mian, and therefore she was still a ktana? Right, this is a question that Tosfos asks on the Rashi, right? Which is a good question. Yeah, I'm not going to go there yet because I'm going to just read the Gemara. But this question is a question that I'm sure bothered us, and even those who were not able to actually formulate the question, but probably there was some kind of uneasiness that was going on when we learned the Gemara here. Okay. So now the Gemara over here is focusing on this point right now. Yeah, Zot Gemara, it would seem from this bovel of the Braisa that Ktanas Yesh Lo Knas, Zot Gemara, Hoktan of Almi Yesh Lo Knas, Mana Bon Hidami, Ktan Yesh Lo Knas, Ema Seifa. Now the Gemara is going to proceed on to ask a stira to this in the Braisa itself, Ema Seifa. The next case of the Braisa is Aloch of Islandis. Islandis Ein Lo Le Knas Le Pitu. Now, why would it be that islandness is not a bas knas? There's no knas by an islandness. The reason is luchar because she's not a naira. Like that's what Rashi said, and that's something more is understanding that's the reason why there's no knas by an islandness, because she's not a naira. She doesn't bring simon and iris, and simon and the naira stage is dependent on simon and iris. That those 6 months or whatever it is are brought into being with bringing Simone and Iris, and an islandess doesn't have that. And the islandess, as the Gemara explains, whatever point that she becomes not a ktan anymore, but she transfers straight into the boigris. She skips over the Iris. She doesn't have an Iris. So Zot Gemara said the reason for an islandess in the class is because she's not an ayur. She's only a ktana. And in ktana, the bias of the whole ktana doesn't get knas. Lona made the om ktana ain't lo knas. For ha mikanusa yotz lebagar. And this islandess, she transfers from katnas into bagaris. Reisha Rabbonon with Sefer Rab Meir asks the Gemara that there's a contradiction in this bias of from one halacha to the next. Each halacha is assuming a different point. A different shita as far as whether ktana is yesh l'ktanas. It would be meduyik in this halacha of mien that ktana is yesh l'ktanas. Otherwise, according to the Gemara's understanding, it wouldn't have to do with ma'anis. The mere fact that she's a ktana would be a reason why she doesn't have ktanas. If it's meduyik, that's not an issue. It's only because of ma'anis. So that bava holds that ktana is doch yesh l'ktanas. That's the Shitas Rabbanon, and the next Bava, which says that islandness is Ein Lo Knas, and the reason for that is because she's not a Naira. So that's the Shitas Rameya, that Dafka Nairi Yeshu Knas and Ktana is Ein Lo Knas. So that's the Gemara Stira. And that Gemara continues on. Okay, so we have the Stira and the Gemara. There's a contradiction in this price, so whether a Ktana is Yeshu Knas or only a Naira. V'chitemo zokta gemara v'chitemo kula Reb Meir him. Maybe really that this price is shitas Reb Meir, which holds that only a naira is yesh lo knas. Now, so what happened to the diik of v'ma'enes? V'ma'enes sov lak Reb Yehuda, and concerning v'ma'enes he holds like Reb Yehuda, which we'll see in a moment. That Reb Yehuda holds that even a naira could be mimayim. The whole diik that the Gemara came from, because we're assuming that the oynis happened in the stage that she was standing in when she was on mimayenis, and we were assuming that ma'anis is dafka when she's in ktana. So therefore we assume that the ma'isa oynis was when she was a ktana. Well, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that she could be mimayin during the naira stage, right, whether it's the whole thing or not, but akoponim, but during part of the naira stage, she could be mimayin. So therefore, the diik therefore would be that the ma'isa oynis was done while she was a naira, right? And therefore, our whole diik that we took out that aktana is yesh lo knas won't exist. So that's a possible answer. And that the Gemara says, well, you know, that's nice if we didn't have information otherwise. Right? Umi Savar lo, does Reb Meir hold like Rabbi Yehuda concerning that at what age could she be mimayin? Umi Savar lo vasanya, and Mosa habas ma'enes, ashatovish deisaris de Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds only till she becomes an Naira.
Does Reb Meir hold the minute she becomes an Naira, she becomes a Kedushin deraisa? Is that what he holds? It transforms right away. Kedushin deraisa, just puff.
I don't think so.
Because the everyone agrees that if they did a ma'isa bia after she's a gedola, then no longer she can't be reminded anymore because the ma'isa bia somehow turned into kedushin deraisa.
Mm-hmm. Right. So from what you're saying is the answer to your first question. So this the machlekes over here is without a bia.
Right. Rashi says machlekes is without a bia, but if that's the case, then why can she not be mimayenes if she didn't do bia, if they didn't do bia yet after she's a gedola?
So I mean, in the mechanics, the reason for that is because Chazal only gave this mean to. Only till
night. The power of Mian is only for
Ktana. Uh-huh.
Not because something changed.
Right. Not because of the rice. Yeah, because the Kedushin came, which can't be taken off. Right. Yeah, so the mayor holds actually Tov Beisaris. So Yehuda Imer actually Yabba HaShochor Al Halovim. Yehuda holds that it's a later stage. Even though she's already a Naira, she still could be Mimayin. So this is the Shitas of Yehuda that we were referring to originally, and were Meir to have been able to hold like of Yehuda, then things would have been fine, because we would have learned, right, that the Oynis was after she's already a Shver Zinair, and if there would be any Diik to Ktana. However, says the Gemara that, I mean, this is about Pluto. These are the two names that argue over here, so we can't possibly say that a Meir holds like of Yehuda concerning Mian.
Is it distracting if I ask a question?
Okay. Try to hold our train of thought.
We know Naris is 6 months. This of Shachar al Alavim, is he saying that that's the end of Naris? That takes 6 months? Or is this a completely different shear? It could be more than 6 months or less than 6 months.
It's a different shear.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was.
According to the footnote of the English.
Okay.
So even as a, if it takes more than 6 months, even as a Bulgaris, she could do it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if it takes less than 6 months, maybe even when she's an R, even when she's an R, she couldn't do it. That's what we're saying.
Whoa.
So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't. I don't know. We have to. I guess you have to look in the sugya nida over here to see what. Yeah, with the perimeters of this is, but it's a good shilas over here that's worthy of clarifying.
Good.
Yeah, let's see the Rashi over here till this point. Zok Rashi. The Rashi starts over here. Rabbanan hi. Right, this is the diik that we have from the halacha of ma'enes. That kind of alon she's ma'enes. Man rabbanan hi. That ktana is yesh l'knas. Rabban he depleted out of Rabbi Meir Bereish Pirkin. Right, this was the Gemara was medayik in our Mishnah. The Nairis that Vaistachas are the Tan of our Mishnah holds that dafka Nairu. Uvim Ma'enes Sovla Rabbi Yehuda Domar Naira Mima'enes. Now, if that would be true, for Hochi Seiduk Mino Naira Mima'enes Ein Loknas Honair Ba'Almo Yesh Loknas. Right, so that's what it would mean. So therefore, there will be no diik as far as Tana is concerned, right? Because we'd be discussing in Naira. So Rashi ba'at ha'ach tovish le'sairis, u'meshehviya enu ma'enes, afilo bo lacha mekein. Right? Once she brings the Bay Cyrus, right, then that didn't mean that Chazal gave to take off this Kiddushin has expired. Rabbi Huda Omer, im bay boal la'acha shagodlo, he's nochal smayanis. Right? It's been doing in the Rashi, like we said over before, that if he's boal, so k'meit lech the boal is l'shem Kiddushin, therefore there's a Kiddushin Dairai, so that's chal. And then definitely meat can't be done. But if it's loy boal, Rabbi Huda holds that she still has the ability to be mimayin. Actually, you buy shochar, alov, no crash, we need mefarish to isari, shoichweis, v'nir kimoi, shiyirbe, hashochar. Fine, exactly whatever that refers to. Let's see. So Zokta Gimora, so that plan is not going to work, right? We can't say that the Mishnah is Reb Meir that holds Dafka Naira, and as far as Mamai Enes, he holds Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that even a Naira can be Mamai. Elo Zoktim, okay, let's try the reverse. We'll try the reverse. Elo Rabbi Yehuda hi, uvktane savar k'Reb Meir. Zokta Gemara, well, let's try the reverse. And as we'll, I'm trying to get to the same point. We need to have these two things come together. Right? We need to have that Dafka Knas is Dafka said to a Naira, but a Ma'enis could be on a Naira. So that Shita that a Naira can be Ma'enis, that Shita Behuda. So let's try to see if we can make Rabbi Huda hold like Reb Meir that the Halach of Knas is Dafka by Naira. Rabbi Huda he would tana sovel Reb Meir. So if you miss sovel lo, who miss sovel of Omer Rabbi Huda Marav, zu devre Reb Meir. This was the Gemara more before the deacon from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Elon Naris to the Reb Meir. The Mishnah to the Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Miboile. Zok the Gemara that were Reb Yehuda to hold like that. So then, when Reb Yehuda said, when Rav said to the Reb Meir, he should have included Reb Yehuda also. And from the fact that he didn't, Vayis Techois that Reb Yehuda is included in the Rabbanon that argue. And for the Gemara, Haytanas Lo Reb Meir Bechod Paulei Bechodo. So Zokta Gemara, that the first two tries we tried to do is that we tried not to invent a new Tana here, and we tried to make it that these two shittas could come together since intrinsically they're not contradictory. But being that didn't work, so the Gemara says, okay, so we'll have to try the same idea, just not make Reb Meir Reb Yehuda hold of these two shittas, but we'll create a new Tana. Granted that Reb Yehuda concerning both of these things holds one way and Reb Meir on concerning these two things, they don't come together. But we can say that the Tana of this price happens to Paskin, like Reb Yehuda here and like Reb Meir over here, and that's where this came from. That's the mercy.
It says from Rashi that the Zud Divrei Reb Meir is going on a mission in Memon Beis.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I see the Taka Mises Hashas says that. Let me see, Taka. Okay, that's really, where we came from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Right, as a matter of fact, that's a Rashi.
Right.
It's a Rashi, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zok Rashi, Sobra Krameh Tana Ein Lo Knas, Mishum Hochi, in knas ba'elanis u'poli ma'enes v'omar ad shiba shochur v'chitona ha'me ma'enes in lo knas ha'ruyo l'mayin yesh lo knas b'nayri ko'omar. Fine. Right, so basically we're maintaining the teretz that we were trying to say that we had some technical difficulties which we worked out. Let's see, zot imor vayter Raphram Omar, Ma'mi Ma'enes, Horo'uy Lamayin. Raphram says that we're not discussing Omar Ma'enes. It's not what's going on in this Braisa. Braisa is not saying that someone that was Ma'enes, I mean, she was previously married, she's Becheskus, Bu'ula. That's not what this is. The Brayis is telling us that Horu'uy Lemain is Yesh no Knas. So Krash Koimer Kok Tana Ko'omar Vukula Remehi. So what this Brayis really is saying is that Horu'uy Lemain is Ein lo Knas because she's not an Ayri. Right? And on the contrary, it's going to say that a Ktana, that only a Ktana could be Mamayin, and Ktana is Ein lo Knas, and that's the basis of this halach affecting Marvel.
It's not going to do with me. It's
right. It's just a reference to an age bracket, which the Gemara asks the listening Tana. It would have been simpler just to tell us that. Right? It saves the confusion. Listening Tana Kasha, but Akoponim. But that's really what it means, right? That's what we mean to say. As a matter of fact, according to that, so that Bova and the Bova of islands are really saying the same thing, according to this, right? Mm. That Halach is right, Tana Ein Laknas, and that's why Menashe is Tana, and then an islands is a Tana, right? That's what comes out according to this.
How does that stem with what we said above? Meaning above it was Shimon Seimani or Rav Nasiya. Now Rabbi Meir. Does that stem?
Does it not? Let's see what. Why?
I don't know if it's a contradiction. I'm just it's not that I know of.
Okay. Not that I know of. Do we know any reason why there should be an independency? One on the next. So it's two different issues.
Rav Meir is the Tana of our Mishnah Chav Tes Amid Aleph, and he says that Chayve Krisis and Chayve Lavin get Kenas. He's also he argues with Shimon HaTemani and Rav Shimon Ben Maaseh.
Am I missing what you're asking?
Well, above we wanted to say that this Brisa is going like either Shimon HaTemani or Shimon Ben Maaseh, and now we're saying it goes like Rabbi Meir. So do their shitas hold? And then does Rabbi Meir hold like one of those two above? And he's saying that he remembers from the beginning that it's Bechlal.
No, that's our Mishnah Chavtes. This is a new Tana. This Tana picks and chooses. So he holds like Rabbi Meir specifically that Ketana doesn't get Kenas. He holds like Shimon HaTemani or Shimon Rasya whether
Chayve
Krisus, Isharuyelo, Chayve Malk as well. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a Naira can still be minus. He picks and chooses. Once he's a third Tana, an outside Tana that picks and chooses, then you don't have any question.
Okay.
But again, according to Rav Raphram, you don't have to say that, right?
Right. Right. But Rav Raphram has a different problem. He's still going to have the problem of Rav Manasseh above, right?
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
You were saying going to Rafa?
Yeah. I was asking at him.
Okay, I didn't realize that. You're correct. Then your question is back.
So what we need to know is that when the Gemara before said that the Tana is Reb Meir, what did the Gemara mean to say? All halachas in the Mishnah are Rav Meir. Is that what we mean?
Well, when we had the machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we said Bishleim of Yochanan, he wants the Zet Sein Hamish like the Rabbanan, and that you're not Lokim Mishalim, not like Rav Meir. So you see that our Mishnah is not entirely like Rav Meir. When it says it's the Shitas Rav Meir that Ketana in Laknas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So that tells us that it's not necessarily every part of the Mishnah is has right. to be Rameh, right?
Right.
And, okay. Mm-hmm. But it is a little technical point that, you know, when the Gemara, you know, like in this Gemara you see over here that, you know, that originally we assume it is, unless you speak out that it's, you know, Haitana Sovar, the Gemara didn't say that before, okay, right, so you know, I have to know when the Gemara speaks that, when doesn't, and but Akoponim, but I think that would be a raya, Akoponim, to this idea that in the Mishnah, right, you see that definitely the Shitas Meir, like a Mishalim, not necessarily does that have to follow.
So when we say over there that our Mishnah goes not like Rav Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTemani, And according to the Mandamer that says that it is Rabbi Meir, he's saying, okay, but not that part.
Okay.
But not that part. Because he's sober like Rav Manasi and Rav Shimon. That's how Rav Rafa would learn it.
Yeah, could be.
Fine.
Could be. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Alright, we'll see a little further, right? Kedai, if when you're comfortable to look in the Tosfos to see how Tosfos learns this sugya of Mian. Okay, but I think we'll go on a little further just to cover some ground, if that's okay. Let's see further. Zokta Gemara, Islandis ain lo leknas veloy pita. Fakti Gemara, a question. Vira minhi, hachreshes vahashoite vaha islandis, yesh lo knas. Vyesh lahen tainis psulim. The Brice over here says, right, which at this point, with the contradiction that we are focusing on, is the halacha of knas. Or Brice, we just said, the islandess is the Ein Lo Knas. The reasoning for that is because she's not a Naira. And this Brice says that Chareshes, Shoite, and islandess is Yesh Lo Knas. So islandess is Yesh Lo Knas. On that fetting more, Vaho Mai Rumyo. What's the question? Hora Meir, Hora Bonon. So the Gemara, that's what we've been just discussing till now, right? You know, so I mean, the issue of islandness is the issue whether it's Ktanas Yesh Lo Knas. That's Machlokes Tanoim. So you know, how can you possibly ask a stira about this, right? That's a registered Machlokes. Zok the Gemara, Udikorilo my korilo. Rashi says as follows, right? What does the Gemara mean with this expression? So tomorrow, Rashi, Misha Heshev Tshuva Zuba Veis Medrash Ma'olsa Al Ruchoi. Right, the one who brought this question, really is referring to the question here, Ma'olsa Al Ruchoi, what was he thinking? For Lois Firlei, the Ikalokam Krabonon, Krameu Krabonon. Why did he bring this as a question? I mean, it's really very simple that there's no contradiction at all. On that, Gemara says, "Mishum de islei lemirma achriti iluya." Zok Rashi, "Lo yevila beis medrash el lefishi yesh lahoshav acheres al zu." Chareshes v'shoita, achareshes v'shoita. Zok Gemara, that in truth, that really what he was coming. The main question and the reason why this Braisa was mentioned is really for a different theorem. So he spoke out this since the Braisa regardless had to be explained. So that's why he mentioned this, but in the Chanami. Were it to be just for that, you know, then it wouldn't have gotten on the table.
Everything that's mentioned in the Beis Medrash is included in the Gemara. Maybe some of the best measures as the super question.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. So what was the proper steer? There was a good question that had to be discussed over here. Zokta Gemara. And like that tells us, there's really a steer concerning something else. The halacha of chareshes and shoita. Hachareshes v'ashoita v'habigeres u'mukaseitz ein lahim tainas psun. So once again, we had the braisa. Let's just see the braisa that we brought before says the hachareshes and shoita is yesh lahim knas. Yesh lahen tainas psun. Okay, we're going to focus on the din of chareshes and shoita. There's knas, yesh lahen tainas psun. Now there is another brayse which is as follows: hachareshes v'ashoita v'habigeres umukaseitz ein lahen tainas psun. Suma v'aylanis is yesh lahen tainas psun. Chareshes and shoite, ein lehem tanis psul.
The whole issue is whether the person gets a ksuba or not.
Yeah, it's a ksuba issue. Right, it's a ksuba issue.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah, it's a ksuba issue over here. Suman Island is yesh lantainas psulim. Sum chasayim mishumem meir suma ein lantainas psulim. So the contradiction that we're dealing with right now is in the halacha of chareshes and shoyte. The first braisa says that chareshes and shoyte is yesh lan knas v'yesh lan tainas psulim. That means that chareshes and shoyte are b'cheskas psula, they're supposed to have psulim, and therefore if there is no psulim, then you have the tainas psulim. The other braisa says chareshes and shoyte is ein lehem tainas psulim. That means that they're not expected to have psulim. Right, the second verse doesn't talk about the knas. Right, this is we're discussing right now the halacha of tainus psulim. So Rashi, begeres. Rashi mentions over here begeres bisuleho kolim me'alehin. Right, the verse says begeres is ein lahen tainus psulim, and the Rashi tells us something about over here, is that bisaleh kol me'elehin, and therefore, she's not necessarily supposed to have psulim. The fact that he doesn't see psulim is not a reason for any claim.
But she still gets 200 zuz for psulim.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Her non psulim is not a reason to detract from her psuba. Akoponis, what do we have? We have a steer between the halacha of these two braises, whether chareshes and shaita gets ksuba or not. On that, the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Sheshes lekasha, horing amliel, horab Yeshua. Zok the Gemara, well, this is the machlekes that we had before, between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether she's nemenes to say that Mishavas Tainan Lasti or not. So Krashi, Hore Gamliel, Don Perkama, he emeris Mishavas Tainan Lasti, nemenes. Machlokes we had in the previous sugya, that the issue over here is that at the time of the erisin, what was she or not? And the husband, his tainus psulim is based on the fact that he sees that she doesn't have psulim now. Therefore, based on that, he wants to say that she didn't have psulim at the time of the erisin. That's the basis of his tainus psulim. She's saying no, mishere is tainus nasty. That this shas the erisin, she was a psulim.
This chayvus of the ksuba is at the time of the erisin, even though the ksuba is not given until the nisun.
Yeah. I mean, it's based on what she was akoponim at the time of the erisin. Izokta Gemara, Sir Amiel Shita holds that her taina of mishra taina nenastis nemenes is hochanami ein lo tainas besulim lehafsid ksubasa. Or maybe, right? Ain't low, but that means the husband doesn't. He has no tainus psulim to be mafsid her. Damrinon, he have a pikachas litain have a toano b'shuras tainin anasti umehemna. Now there's a point over here in the Gemara, which the Gemara is going to make a point of this in a moment. But we're talking about a chareshes and a shoyte, so she's not actually tining this taina. And the Gemara is saying that this should be dependent on the machlokes that. That if she would tiny such a tiny, then she'd be nemenes. Is akoponim, so therefore, even though she's not tining, there's a halach of tainina. That's what the Gemara is going to end up saying. Horav Yeshua zokrashi domalim pionachoyin. That even if she would claim that, right, that we wouldn't have to believe her. Hocho yesh latinus besulim the inami havatana, come on lay mahamin and lo. Over here, that even if she would tanish, she would not be a menace. So the Gemara says that this is really dependent on that machlokes.
Some Rishonim, I didn't understand what he said, but he said on the tape, some Rishonim learn not like Rashi, they learn it's the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel Rishua did Gimel of an Aleph Mukas Eitz.
Okay. Right. Yeah, if you look in Tosfos,
Veginim.
Yeah, I think so.
Which Tosfos?
Bam Tosfos. Let's see. Zog the Gemara. Eimah the Shatner Gamliel, Heicha the Kotana Ihi. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara questions the way the Gemara is answering the steer by saying that this is dependent on the Machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbanon. And this that there's no tainus besulim that Braisa holds is because of Shitas Gamliel that she's nemenis to say Mishir Eres Tainas. That's what this is based on. That Mur says, well, Gamliel is not applicable over here because this is a shoyte, a cheshin shoyte. So she's not actually tining. So without the taina, then why should there's nothing for to believe her about. Only when she's tining. But if she's not tining, do we hear that he holds that even in such a case that there's no tainus besulim? On that thing, Mar'ian says, in Kivan Dom Gamliel Mehemna, since he holds that she's a man, if she would tine, this is an example of this of the concept of. That's the halacha that we find, halacha of tainina. Tainina, right? This is a new concept over here, and its perimeters. Mr. Shem, when we learn different sugis, we'll find out a little bit more about it. Okay, but this is a halacha what's referred to in Chazal as tainina.
It's often about yisomim. Okay,
right. That in a situation when someone doesn't know to taina for whatever different reasons, and the halacha is that as if to say Bezdin would taina for them, and they'll have the benefit in the din Torah of a taina. So in this situation also, Mara says even though she's a cheresh. There's a din of tainina.
The first parak we had a concept of bar v'shama, and if we're tainina, then it's no longer a bar.
One second. Is that right? I don't know. Is that?
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know what I'm saying. But.
Okay, you're raising a point. The truth is like this: that the kasha that Tosis asks on this mahalach in the Gemara is. Maybe based on that, we'll just see the Tosis is kasha. The Tosis says like this: Pirish bekunches diav ketachas litten habatanina mishers tanin enasti. Right? You see the bottom Tosis, the beginning of the bottom Tosis. Right? He brings the Rashi. The koshelri dehechi tanina lo hochi misofik lafuke memoina. How could we use a taninan to get ksuba? You're being moitzi moment. Kivan dihi leitano, and there's more in the basis of the kasha. He talks about a halacha of a cheskas haguf, which is isra. But Tosfos, his kasha is based on the fact that there's an issue of afuki memoina. Could a tainin help to be moitzi moment? in this situation. Akoponim, this is the reason why. Akoponim, this is the issue why maybe to learn a different pshat in the Gemara, right? You don't have this issue, whatever the other mahalach in the Gemara is. Akoponim, Tosfos behandles this. Tosfos continues on. Yeah, bringing a ray to the Shitas Rashi. So this Gemara tells us the concept of Taininan, and there is actually an issue in the Rishonim that what is the case that we're dealing with over here that we're applying the Taininan. In Rashi, it's Mevuyer that with a Mishavas Taininan Nasti, such a Taina that we can use a Taininan to help us to be Maitzi Ksuvim.
We'll make her apostle to kahuna.
Hmm?
We'll make her apostle to kahuna with such a
taina. We'll make her apostle to kahuna with such a taina. Aishas ish. Aishas ish.
Even honest, correct the coin.
Right.
Muga says it's a much better time. Has no negative side effects.
She's still married Cohen?
No.
Muga says can marry Cohen. Yeah. You can't marry Cohen Gadol maybe, but can marry Cohen. Because Cohen Gadol needs a real basula.
Alright, I think maybe we'll hold over here for now. Next sugyu to start it now. But the next sugya is really an important sugya. This is really the place on that base that we're Actually, I'm sorry. Important fundamental. Hanochis, as far as the halacha of a bayis. So if you have a chance, and after you finish the sugi, you get it well in Rashi to see the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel that Taisus brings over here, and Taisus on that test really is when he speaks to the Shaka of Italia by us according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, but
the Benchanal is brought down on the top Tosfos over there?
On the test. You there? Yeah. You see, in the middle of the Tosfos, the Yishlam, they got Rabbi Nachman Goris, right? And then he said, oh, here, V'hachi Pirushay. Right? Then Tosfos on the test explains the Al Gemara according to the Rabbi Nachman. Right? So the Tosfos by us on the Vav makes a mention of Ben Chananel. But he doesn't speak out what the Shachar Tayah the Gemara by us is. And Tosfos on the Pes is where he speaks out the Shachar Tayah according to Ben Chananel. Okay? Alright, so for now we have to be satisfied with the Mara Mokum, right? With the address.
Tosfos by Mema Enes understands that the Havamina was that the husband himself might have to pay onus mafat because once she's Mema Enes Lamafreya, they were never married. And then maybe the husband would have to give her onus and mafata kanas, and that's what we say from medicine and kanas. But that's very hard for me to understand, even the Havamina. Why? First of all, he was married Rabbanan to her. He was following the Chacham. And we don't find the concept of paying onus and mafata kanas by a married person. He was really married. And second of all, the whole reason the Chacham instituted Kiddush Emir in the first place is that people should be willing to marry her and that she wouldn't be hefker to be, but if we're going to make such a thing, according to that Havamina, that we would make him pay Onus and Mafata on the bias that he had with her, that's going to be a very big deterrent. First of all, she might at any time do Mir. That itself makes the whole thing, you know, not so desirable. But now they might turn around and sue him that he was ma'anis or mafater. He's going to have to pay 50 shekels. have you ever had such a husband? It goes against.
So one second. So what does it mean? What does it mean? The idea of an oynis, I believe it's mivuyu in Tosfos.
Is there a concept of oynis put to a married woman, a husband?
But yes, she's only married to Rabbanan.
What?
She's only married to Rabbanan.
Yeah, oynis but Rabbanan gave her permission to do this bia. It wasn't. It's not. He's not being honest. A girl off the street.
Okay, so you're saying when they made that takana, they took away the doraisa of onus mafata. That's what you want to say.
I mean, they gave him permission, but has the din like a husband drop on him, and a husband doesn't have the din on onus mafata, as far as I know. I know they say
but that's
the
pagam. But
that's the rabbanim. There's Tisha Kolos or something.
But I understand what you're saying.
There's the pagam with the, if a man is honest his wife, but it's not.
Okay, that's where they're married to Raisa. Fine. You were saying that they're married to Rabbanan. So you're saying that the Rabbanan marriage takes away the Doraisa Chiyuv. That's what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay, fine. So just hope that's what you're saying. That's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. And now you can maybe understand where Tosfos is coming from.
Okay. But it would undo the whole Kiddush Emiya. No one would be maskim to get involved with it in the first place. No one would be maskim to get involved in the first place. First of all, at any moment she can walk away, which is the whole concept of Miyam. But then, if she does walk away, then she might turn around and sue him for being ma'anis and a fata, and he'll have to pay 50 shekels. Is a huge amount of money.
See, look at the end of Tosfos. The end of Tosfos explains.
Do I ask how ma'anis?
There's a lamed
ham and eggs. Second about this.
Tosfos, Tosfos asks the question, and on that Tosfos says as follows: the Ma'ariv kishapirish behedya she'enei boyo l'shem kiddushin, va'oy the pitei va'oynis lav l'shem kiddushin hu. The bahi le'mayde b'hilut. So what I see in this Tosfos is that not every bia would make this halacha over here. It's not going to be a shaloi b'teres kiddushin.
Was he married to her kiddushin to Rabbanan?
He was.
He was already married to her.
Yeah.
And then he did the bia rishona, but he did it shaloi l'shem kiddushin. He's already married to her. So.
But when we're talking about the bia, which we'll look at it l'mafreya as a bias oynis, is only if it's done shaloi l'shem kiddushin. In other words, it's done as a bias nus in the context of business. Even though you're right, he's married, right? But that's what this would have been. So I don't.
By
think...
By onus, it's easier to say that, but by pitu, I mean, she's masking to it even. So it's like, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But it's a.
It's a bigger chiddush to say that pshat in pitu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, if I'm understanding correctly, speaking, if that's really what Tosfos is saying here,
it's not talking about that he was boil her onus and mafata and then he married her kiddushin to Rabbanan Miyam. It's not talking about that.
No.
It's talking about he was married to her at the time of the
I mean, what's the time of mafuta anyway? Isn't it that he has to marry her? What's the time of mafuta? It's not he doesn't pay a kanas. He has to marry her, right?
I mean, if he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay a kanas, right?
Okay, but she's being the minus in him. I don't want to be married to you. And then she's going to tie me, you have to marry me?
No, so I mean, if she doesn't want to marry her, then even an einus, the halacha is that she doesn't want, he doesn't have to. But then he'll be the
halacha. Oh, no, but if she doesn't want by an onus, then he has to pay a kanas. But if she doesn't want by a mufuta, he has to pay?
I think so. the only time he doesn't.
He marries her.
Right, right. Onus always pay. And
no.
And mefutas depends on.
Onus pay whether you marry or not.
No, if he marries her, then eventually she's going to get super.
No, onus you pay right away.
You pay to the father.
You pay to the father right away. And then he marries her in addition?
Yeah.
And then that's addition.
Okay.
But by mefata, you only pay if he doesn't marry her. If he marries her, there's no kinas mefata. If he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay mefata.
Okay, but that's if he chooses.
If you look in the
that's if he chooses not to marry her. But she can't refuse, can she?
He can't choose not to marry her. It's those siyala isha. It's she and her father can refuse the marriage.
By a mefuta?
By
a
mefuta.
No, but no, there's a difference between anis and mefata.
Even by choosing to marry her?
Yeah, that's the difference, right? The Mishnah says. Right? That Oinis is Shaisa Batitze, and that's the Mishnah that we're about to get come to soon over here. It's Bal Kolchoi, right? And actually here, the Mishnah Lamites. Right? Oinis, he doesn't have the choice. But Mefata, he does. And the Knas of Mefata is dependent on marrying or not.
If he marries her, there's no Knas.
Right.
So she can't refuse at that point. Meaning, if she refuses to get married by a Mefuta, he doesn't pay a Knas, right? It's only if he refuses.
I'm not sure if that's true. That's true. By an Oinis, still pays Knas. Even if she refuses,
right.
So by mefata, is that different? Could be. I don't know what's happening.
All right, fine.
Mefata, let's see in this context. In this
so this
context,
Joseph Batizo is only by onus.
Yeah.
He has
to drink out of the cup he chose.
That he was ma'anus, so he has to marry. He doesn't have the choice. He can't refuse it. Everyone's
saying that the
mafata,
you could, he doesn't have to
marry
her.
He doesn't want to. Sorry
for you.
Art Scroll in the introduction to the Perek says here, the seducer is not obligated to marry the girl. If he refuses to marry her, in parentheses, or if she or the father refuses him, he pays the fines as stipulated by the Torah.
Oh, even if she refuses, by a mefuta. Okay.
Well, that's what
it seems like over here, right?